Welcome to the Kiki's Big Adventures Family Travel Podcast, here to help inspire and plan your family's next big adventure. Kiki's Big Adventures all started with the award-winning picture book series about Kiki, the globe-trotting calico kitty exploring the world's diverse people, places, and cultures. I'm Shannon, the author and creator of Kiki's Big Adventures. Moms and families love the books and have been asking for help planning their own adventures. So here we are. This first season, we're featuring travel moms and their summer family adventures with their trip highlights, tips, and advice to help you. Adventure awaits! In this episode, we're talking with travel mom Jen about her family's summer adventures in Italy. Hello, Jen. Welcome to the Kiki's Big Adventures podcast.
Hi, Shannon. Thanks for having me.
So talk to me about you. It sounds like your family had a fantastic adventure this summer.
We did. We made a commitment that every 2 years we would do a big European adventure or beyond with our kids. We're not afraid to travel with them. So this year we took them to Italy and it was awesome.
Cool. So how long did you guys go for?
We went for 2 weeks. Saturday.
Wow.
Yeah, Saturday. It was amazing.
So how old are your kids?
I have two boys. Xavier is 4 3/4, as he likes to say, and Drake is 6 3/4, as he also likes to say. They're very active boys, but they're very good travelers.
That's great. So 2 weeks in Italy. So where all did you go?
Yeah, we wanted to do a little bit of relaxing, a little bit of beach, a little bit of city. So we were trying to work around destinations that fit that all in. And we started in Tuscany and did a bit of the relaxing wine and food part of the trip first. And then we took a flight from Florence to Sicily, which was really easy through one of the European low-cost airlines, Vueling, to Catania. Oh, my pronunciation of these towns is not going to be very good.
That's okay.
And then we drove to the town of Termina and stayed in this amazing rock cliffside town over the water in Sicily, and it was beautiful for 5 days. And then we flew back from Sicily to Rome and spent our last 4 days in Rome with a city adventure. So it was quite an eclectic, various different like mountains to beach to city. So we got to see all three.
Wow. So it sounds like you picked all those places to really, you know, make sure you had a nice differing experience.
Yeah, we wanted to really get a taste of the country as a whole and not just kind of stay in one place. I mean, we have done this European travel with the kids before, and last time we did it, it was a bit too aggressive in terms of stops. So this year we focused on spending 5 days at a time in each of our three places and really using that as our base and taking little day trips from those places to explore as much as we can. We're definitely not one to kind of sit around on vacation. We like to explore and adventure and get the kids out and part of the culture and try to act like a local as much as we can.
So now I want to get a little bit about what was the best part for you? What was the best part for the family as a whole? What was the best part of the trip for you?
I love Termina. I thought it was an amazing town. And people had said to me before we went, oh, with kids, it's not a great place to go. The driving is insane. So we purposely chose not to have a car there. We got a car to pick us up from the airport and drive us there, which was definitely a good idea because driving is intense. And if we didn't get killed by an Italian driver, Roger or I would have killed each other through that. The town was spectacularly gorgeous. I loved our Airbnb. We tend to do Airbnbs because we have enough room for all of us and the kids have their own bedroom and we have a living room and a kitchen for breakfast. So it makes it easier with the kids. And we found one that was connected to a beach club as well because we'd also heard that the beaches are very crowded there. And so this beach club had a pool, it had massages with babysitting, it had a restaurant and it was on the beach. So it was really everything all in one and you just paid for your seats for the day. So it was a great kind of nice place to go and relax. So we had 2 days there, and then we had an amazing day where we had a private driver to take us up to Mount Etna, which is their active volcano, and we got to show the boys what lava is like and do off-roading, which was really cool for them to get to see, to really get in there and get to see where the lava had went down. And then one day we took a private boat into the caves and really got to explore Sicily from the coast, which was awesome. And we did a little bit of snorkeling. My oldest son wouldn't go in because he said the fishes were going to eat him, even though they were like 3 inches. And my youngest son, who's not even like swimming yet, went in floaties and did snorkeling. So was a little bit braver than the older one. But it was just a great... It was nice because we were already accustomed to being in the time zone. The water was so beautiful. The food and the seafood was so great. The views and the sunsets, it was gorgeous every day. It was definitely a place that I will want, that I want to go back to and explore more of.
That is great. I'm glad you guys had a fantastic time. And I would not have guessed that that would have been your favorite. That's really cool.
The first night, it was funny. Roger said to my husband, said to me, okay, well, it's 20 minutes for us to walk to the restaurant or 20 minutes for us to drive. So like get a cab. Well, what do you want to do? And then we were going with the kids. And I said, oh, let's just walk. It sounds, you know, fine. It was 500 steps, like vertical uphill. We were all sweating. Like my little one was huffing and puffing, not complaining. The older one was complaining, like, how many more steps? Like, am I going to get a soda when I get to the top? And we get to the top and I'm still sweating buckets because it was very hot, but it was the most beautiful view I have ever seen. You could see like 2 inlets of the coast. You could see the volcano. It was like this beautiful pink sky. And we went to this restaurant called La Sacarena, and it had pizza for the kids. It had an Aperol spritz for me. And it was gorgeous. And there was a proposal that night there. So we were in this like amazing environment and made all the kind of stairs up to it. So worth it.
Oh, that's so great. I definitely will get links from you. You put together an amazing itinerary and you pretty much did it yourself, didn't you?
We had a couple resources that we used along the way. I used a travel agency called Creative Edge, and she helped us to book 2 of the tours that we had. And she's an expert on Italy, and her focus is making the tours like more local and less touristy feeling, which I really liked. But beyond that, yeah, we did most of it our own and asking friends for referrals and restaurant recommendations. And I mean, really the power of, you know, talking to the people that you know and the you know and trust what they love and kind of going off of those recommendations, I feel is the best way to travel.
Excellent. So that was your favorite Taormina. What do you think from the experiences was the kids' favorite part?
They definitely love Tuscany. As Xavier counts on his hand all the things that it had. We rented it, an apartment. It was an agroturismo, and it was from a site called Kid and Co, C-O-E. And I would highly recommend this site because what it has are profiles of the houses and places that you can rent. And it says why the adults will like it and why the kids will like it. And so you know what you're getting in terms of activities and things for the kids. And we rented from this villa. It was called Patrigioni. And you're going to have to put that in your article because I'm not sure I said it right. But it was from the most wonderful family. And they were English and English and Italian. And he had moved to take over his mother's house. And they had 2 boys, which first of all made the experience great for our boys because they were able to hang out with them. And they had a basketball court, a trampoline, a pool, a ping pong table. And so Xavier will count all of those amenities, his amenities on his hands. And he would be like, they had set in a Wi-Fi room, as he called it.
Perfect. How very European.
Yeah, there's only one room that you could activate Wi-Fi. And so he's like, every day they wanted to go to the Wi-Fi room to play like a game on the iPads that we only let them take on vacation. And so I think that because they got to be surrounded by the boys of the family, and then these other families that had come to that have been coming to this place year after year. And there was, at one point, there were 7 boys there, and they would just go off and run and learn to play cricket and really enjoy each other. And we also were totally taken care of. They had a babysitter that was amazingly inexpensive, and we were able to go out to dinner 3 nights there. So we had amazing food. There was a Michelin star in Castellani di Chianti that we enjoyed. And then you gave us the Lamley recommendation and the wineries. And we were able to do all of that and get a little bit of space and time for ourselves while we knew our kids were having fun. So
that was
their favorite.
And you got to go to my favorite winery, right?
Yes, we've been drinking. We got our wine, actually. We ordered some, and it was amazing. We took the kids on that tour, and they were actually pretty interested because of the big caves and everything. And that was awesome.
As a family, did you guys talk about, like, did you have a consensus on what everyone agreed was like one of the highlights?
I think for the kids, it was definitely Tuscany. I think we also really liked, we did a cooking class in Tuscany that was very like focused on the kids. So it was 3 different families in this cooking class, and it was done by another kind of agriturismo house called El Gelso Bianco, and it's run by a mother and her daughter, and it was beautiful. And we basically came in and cooked 3 different types of pasta, and they gave you little kids' aprons, so it was really cute. And then they take the adults off for a wine tasting, and they show the kids down to a park where the kids could play, and we could taste wine. And then while they were like finishing up and cooking and fixing all of our food that I'm sure we didn't cook that well, as well as they could. And then we enjoyed like a nice lunch together. And that was really great because the kids felt like they contributed to the meal. They learned a little bit about, you know, what, like how to make some of the food that they love. So I think that was one of our favorite family activities that we all really enjoyed together.
Oh, that sounds great. I love that. That's one of the things I love about Tuscany, right? It's just very familial.
I was surprised. Like, I mean, in the States, you don't see many, especially in New York City, you don't see many kids at nice restaurants. And in Italy, like even at the Michelin star restaurant that we saw that we were at, there was only there was a kid there and a baby there. So it was really nice that, you know, felt very family friendly. I have to say, though, the European kids are much quieter than American kids. I was constantly like, shh, can't you talk at a lower decibel? I don't know why our kids are so loud here, but they are. I mean, I know I have a loud voice, so it's probably a contributing factor.
So on the meal topic then, what was your favorite meal of the whole trip? It sounds like you had some amazing ones.
I loved that Michelin star restaurant in Castellani di Chianti. We went with a tasting menu, and it was called Ristorante Albergaccio. And it was just an amazing meal that, you know, Roger and I had together. It wasn't with the kids, but wonderful raviolis and set to their what they thought was the best food to serve you. Of course, it had pigeon on the tasting menu, and I had to have them switch that out because I couldn't envision like living in New York City eating a pigeon.
But Good call.
It was a great meal.
I was going to say, was it too off the wall? But it sounds like not so much. Sometimes those Michelin stars, I feel like, can go a little far.
No, not at all. This was like very like local feeling.
Okay, cool.
And it was not feeling like snooty at all. I mean, we were sitting like outside in a patio. There was a family right next to us. Like, it didn't feel that way at all. We ate at one that had one in Taormina, and it felt like more snooty and more like this production of service that sometimes Michelin star restaurants have. And I know that's why I really like this one. I think our other favorite was Roscioli in Rome. I'm not sure if you've been there, but it's like a cheese and meat counter in the front of the place. And in the back, they have like maybe 20 tables. And they've also opened like a bread and lunch shop like right across the street. And it was delicious. And Xavier had, I think, carbonara, and Drake had the amatriciana, and we all got like really amazing Roman pastas. So that was a really good meal as well.
Yeah, the boys ate well. I saw those. I saw those dishes in the pictures. Yum.
Yeah, that one is worth it. I actually like dragged the kid. That was another time where we were like running for a reservation. We had landed in Rome. We landed at 5:15, I think, and the reservation was for 7. And so we had to get from the airport to our new house, like get all of our stuff unpacked, change for dinner, and then another 20-minute walk. So again, we like ran through Rome to get to our dinner reservation because food is obviously very important to us.
Mangia, mangia. Yum, this is making me hungry.
Exactly.
Fantastic. So Rome, any highlights in addition to the meals?
Rome, I would say, was the most difficult part of our trip because it being a city. And I mean, my boys are very used to being in the city because we live in New York City, but it's, you know, we walked a lot. We really didn't make it very easy on the kids. I think we walked 30 miles in 3 days and
wow.
Did, you know, pretty adulty things. Like we saw the Vatican and we did like a 3-hour tour of the Vatican. So they were at their wits' end by the end of that. it was beautiful and amazing to see and a bit of history that I'm sure they'll remember. And we also did a long tour of the Colosseum as well. So it was a lot for them and kind of tiring. I think there are ways in which to do Rome that are more kid friendly. Like for instance, I've heard those golf cart tours are, I know they're very touristy, but can be great for kids or learn how to be a gladiator class. And we really kind of just focused on seeing the big landmarks because Roger hadn't seen them before. So I think, you know, if I was telling another family how to do it, I might tell them differently than what we did. Because we were a bit aggressive.
I did love Xavier's picture in front of the Trevi Fountain with his Kiki in Rome book. I'm so glad that he was inspired to be in Rome by Kiki.
He loves the book, and because we read it every night for 2 months.
You're welcome.
Yeah, that he like had memorized several facts about it. I mean, the funny part is that I read it as very literal. So we were talking about going to the pizzeria. That you had in the book.
Pepe's Pizza on the Piazza, which apparently I guess is a real place, I did not know that.
Oh, good. Yeah. We end up there and it's like not good. So I wouldn't have been happy because we were also like, oh, Shannon's recommendations are so good. We really trust her opinion about food. And then to go to Pepe's and have it not be there would have been shocking. So I'm glad I checked on that.
Okay, that's awesome. So we did get a piece of advice for you on Rome. What other pieces of advice would you have for other moms and families planning to venture to any of these areas?
I would say definitely check out the site Kid and Co. I think that's a super valuable site. There are a lot of resources in terms of what to do with kids in Italy because it's such a friendly country for kids and families.
Totally.
Especially because like the food is so relatable to the kids. And I would also say, don't be afraid. Like so many of our friends are afraid to take this leap and travel with their kids. But the more you like put it off, the less used to it they'll be. And if you can turn them into a traveler at an earlier age, you should, because it makes them so much more adaptable.
Very good piece of advice. Anything you missed or wish you did in any of the spots?
I wish we stayed in Sicily a bit longer. I think there was a lot more to explore there that we didn't get to see. So I would love to go back there. And one of our favorite places, which I think that we'll definitely go back, is Forte di Marmo. We loved the beach there. One of my Italian girlfriends had recommended it to us. And it was just a beautiful landscape with almost like the Italian kind of Alps on the side or the big ski mountains and then this beach. And you kind of felt like you were in almost the Caribbean at the beach. And we got these amazing seats until we got kicked out by the beach attendant. Apparently they were like already sold for the season, but we didn't know. And really got to enjoy that beach day there. So I think I'd go back there.
Yeah. Viareggio, which is just south of there. We love that. I mean, I agree. The beach is there and to be able to see the mountains and, you know, you're not very far from, I mean, you're right by Tuscany and not too far from Florence. It's a really special place. We love it too.
Yeah, yeah.
Anything else you want to add about what you think the benefits are?
I think it just opens their minds up to the world. And one of the things that they've done since they were like little teeny I mean, they're so small, but Gymboree class is like international class where they learn like a little bit about each country and some of the different cultural things about that country are, like, for instance, Germany, they did a cuckoo clock and they get to get little experience. And I think kind of bringing them into these cultures and giving them a little taste of it at a young age, like, starts to like give them like a bit of a spirit of adventure that I always want them to have. I hope they appreciate it. I didn't go into Europe or really travel in a big way until I was in high school. I mean, that was still young, but I love the fact that we're giving them this experience at such a young age, and they seem to appreciate it so much. And something they really talk about a lot to their friends and, you know, share the story. So I don't know if they'll remember much about it when they're adults, but I, at least I'm giving them a foundation for this adventure and a chance to, you know, really see and connect with the world instead of being in their little bubble.
Perfect. I hear that from so many moms. So great. Okay, next trip you're planning or dreaming about? Anything on the horizon?
We were talking about Greece. So we started to read the next that Kiki book.
Awesome.
About Athens. So I think that would be amazing. I've always wanted to go there with the kids. So that may be in 2 years. And we also like to go to where, like, we know another family that might be there. So we have a family that's from close to San Sebastian. So we may go back there because it's so nice to, you know, have someone show you it that's from there.
Oh, that's great. Grazie mille for your time and for sharing what sounds like was an amazing adventure for your family this summer in Italy with all of our listeners.
Well, thank you.
And I will definitely get some links and pictures and share more details with everybody on the website. Grazie mille for joining.
Thank you. Grazie mille for having me.
Arrivederci.
Bye.
Grazie, Jen, for sharing your Italian adventure details. There's an overview of the episode in the show notes. Head over to the podcast section of the Kiki's Big Adventures website for more specific details, places, and lots more travel planning tips. Thank you for joining us on the Kiki's Big Adventures Family Travel Podcast. Look forward to traveling together on the next episode. Adventure awaits!